why I'm going to go see Fast and Furious. I mean, same shout movie. Out to
at this
Fast
point,
and
you
Furious.
Made an investment eight movies in.
Exactly. Shout out to Fast and Furious and that whole franchise, and those actors are incredible. It's just beginning to be a little bit too much. And then I hear that they're going to put Jurassic Park in the mix too, possibly.
Vin Diesel's going to do a somersault off T-Rex.
Come on, yeah.
And him and T-Rex are going to team up and take out whatever new creation of dinosaur.
Yeah.
Dino muscle versus dino muscle car.
I can hear Tyrese now. They got dinosaurs now?
Just Acting Up Show. I'm your host, Joffy, and we in this thing. Welcome back from week. What we was doing, it was Father's Day.
Yeah.
It was Father's Day. So once again, celebrate all you kings out there. We ain't much gonna throw no shade on the deadbeat dads.
Why do we have to distinguish all of the deadbeat daddies when we say, hey, happy Father's Day to the real daddies?
Right, man.
But we don't say, hey, happy Mother's Day to the real mamas.
Right. I'm looking at that, bro, and I like every time somebody, when it's Mother's Day, like happy Mother's Day, all that blase, blase. But then when they say happy Father's Day, even to the fathers that not even, like, it's a little shade thrown in them posts, but yeah. It's a little shade. But as I digress, ladies and gentlemen, Mike is in the building. Mike, say what's up to the good people, man.
What's up, good people? How you living?
How you living? Don't forget, we got Chris in this thing. Chris, say what's up to people out there.
What's up? How you living, folks? We in the building.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up. I'm sorry, y'all. We just got a little bit bothered by that little Father's Day post and everything, man. It was kind of bugging me a little bit. I ain't gonna lie.
A long week, too. We've been a little bit rusty, so.
We got to stretch it out and everything. But we are in this thing. We're in it to win it. We're going to start beginning it. But before we begin, let me tell you what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about the case of Derek Chauvin. What happened? What's going down? You're going to find out soon. Also, who is the fastest woman alive? Check out that form. Bow. Something like that. Like, boom. Like also, we're going to talk about who or what, where, why, and how is the playoffs going in the NBA? You staying in it? You watching it? Are you entertained with the playoffs? I am. So we're going to talk about all that plus more. Just Acting Up Show. Stay locked on. Big shot. Man, okay, so let me see. This dude here, Mr. Chauvin, has gotten his sentence, and people are up in arms about it.
I'm glad it wasn't a slap on the wrist, at least, you know?
I mean, 22 years is nothing. It's nothing to frown. I don't know what the half means. So what, you going to do 6 months, 22 in 6 months?
Yeah. Well, I wish it would have been more. And do y'all know if it's with parole or with the eligibility of parole or not? That's another thing. I hope it's without parole.
It sounds like, not to cut you off, James, but it sounds like that he's going to be able to get parole. I mean, that's what it sounds like to me, because when they mentioned it, they said that even after prison, you're not allowed to own any explosive firearms. You will be registered as a sex offender. So that means that he will, possibly get parole or just to remain or the release of his sentence. How old is he now?
Charles?
He got to be in his 40s, huh?
He looked like in.
So by the time he get out, he'd be what, 70? No.
60.
60? 60? 60-ish? Yeah.
around about that amount. But I mean, and that's the thing too, man. It's he 22 and a half. Let me see. Let me read it right now. Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin was sentenced Friday to 22 and a half years. That's 0.5 right there. In prison for the murder of George Floyd. And the punishment, which came after Chauvin broke his year-long silence to offer condolences to the Floyd family. It took you a year to break it. Okay. And express hope that they eventually have some peace of mind. It's one of the longest prison terms ever imposed on a U.S. police officer in the killing of a Black person. It says the Floyd family members and others were disappointed. The sentence fell short of the 30 years prosecutors had requested. And with good behavior, Chauvin, age 45, he's 45 years old, could get out on parole after serving 2/3 of his sentence, or about 15 years.
Yeah.
Woo. And it did say that Chauvin was also trying to get another trial date, but yeah. Like, just pretty much say, nah, I'm just keep on. You ain't gonna win this one. So, but yeah, 22 years and a half, and it depends on good behavior.
Yeah, that's what it sounded like. It sounded like that he was possible with parole. That's kind of messed up, because I know I have heard of some people that have robbed a gas station or a dollar store and got 25 years.
Mm.
He gets 22.
22.5. 22.5.
Yeah,
22.5. Yeah. And it is messed up. And they said that this is one of the longest sentences for police officers.
That's why I say it's mixed feelings.
It is mixed feelings. Yeah. And I know his family, and even though Chauvin told his family, George Floyd's family, he hoped that it gives them peace in their hearts or whatever. Like, no, it never.
You can't replace that person. Yeah.
No.
You took that from them. They'll never. No. Yeah, that's something that they can never be at peace with. You took the loved one away from them.
At all, yeah. Man. So. That's precious. Precious memories, man. Because of your stupid decision to put your knee on somebody's neck, you ended that person's life. You and your buddy police officers. So, right. No shots at police. That's the good police officers. We thank the good police officers doing their job the right way. But for the bad ones, the bad apples out there, yeah, man. Pushing your weight around, something can be done about this.
Yeah. But, you know, like Al Sharpton said, if they would have been doing this, then maybe these cops wouldn't feel so freely and open to do these kind of things. Like, you're really going to get punished. Like, this wasn't a slap on the wrist. By far, it was not.
Mm-mm.
You know, but still, it needs to happen more now, instead right. of them being acquitted and being off the grid, because you don't hear about these police officers after the trial is over with. You know,
I totally agree.
Or they be employed by another agency, another police station, you know. So,
mm-hmm. Totally agree with you, man. It's some messed up stuff, man. And in other news, Mike and all of us, all three of us, was talking about the homicide rate. Is going up, man. It's been rough over here.
Yep, 35%.
Watch how you move out here in these streets, man.
Yeah,
these people. Yeah. Some people just it ain't gonna get no better. But I think once those new gun laws go into effect in September, things gonna get crazy out here. So
yeah, this feel like September right around the corner, man. You know, like every time I get hot like this, I just think about do the right thing. When tensions just flare up and it just gets so hot that people just get pissed off at each other, when you can just calm yourselves down and get a hold of yourself or things escalate to something stupid happening.
But to me, honestly, they've been having it. They've been having guns. I mean, 35% is a lot, because we're beating out Chicago.
Ooh.
Hmm.
Ugh.
So I think we're, yeah, right, for this month, we are on top. So I think the gun, everybody got it. Everybody has a gun. I personally now, I don't know. At first I thought I did know. Now I don't know why with the gun laws. Now I don't know why they allowing everybody to have them. I don't understand it now at this point, because it's like, it's not going to help the crime rate, because we up 35%.
Right.
No.
And then, the way our city is growing as well, you know, we're like top three now in largest cities in the country. And so we have a lot of people that's moved here from all over the country. So it's like a big melting pot here. Mm-hmm. And so it's a lot of tension, yeah, that goes on between different people, different cultures, and different stuff like that. So mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah, you're right about that melting pot, man. It's so much diversity here. That's the beautiful thing about it. But also, when it's a lot of people, and people don't, you know, like you said, different cultures, like Chris was saying, different cultures, different understandings, different way people handle things. Then you mix it in with that heat. Then, like Chris was also saying, with the gun law in September, and people just going, I always expect people to act like people. And when I say that, I mean people going to do something stupid and crazy.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. but from what I'm hearing from very reliable sources, that mm-hmm. Texas gun laws do not, but like the punishment, they do not play. It's very Ooh. Severe. Very severe.
Yeah.
You know, who knows? That could be a setup too. Like, yeah. Cause they try, maybe they expect some, you know, certain groups of people to get caught with, you know, situations with guns. So that way they can imprison them.
I hear you on that one, brother. You own to something right there.
Yeah.
We gotta draw them out, weed them out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because if you honestly think about it, how they get guns like that in Chicago?
That's Baltimore, a great question.
Even Baton Rouge.
That's a really good question.
Like, I don't mean like no little 40 or 38. I mean some gun. Like someone off of Call of Duty, I'm like red beam, green beams on them. Like, man, how y'all get?
Who is your dealer, man?
Like, man, like, bro, like, how did that even make it into the hood like that? And these guns are not cheap. If you go online to buy them, it's like $1,500, $2,000, $3,000. How do they end up in the hood?
Man. Woo. I have no idea.
We'll know if they shut us down tomorrow.
gonna roll up.
Yep, we'll know if we get shut down tomorrow.
Shut it down.
And then did y'all hear about the Justice Department is suing Georgia?
What?
Because, you know, they with the stance, the laws they made for the voting things they put in place to kind of keep people from voting, restoring them for that.
What? I did not know that.
Yeah. So what it is the Justice Department came after Republicans had blocked the federal legislation this week to protect voting rights. The Justice Department sued Georgia on Friday over a sweeping voting law that passed by the state's Republican-led legislature, the first significant move by the Biden administration to challenge a state-level ballot restriction enacted since the 2020 election. So pretty much all that stuff they was doing in Georgia to kind of with the ballots and stuff to kind of keep people from voting, and it's kind of infringing on their rights. So they're suing them for that. And this is the first time we've seen in a long time the federal government going against the state government, pretty much.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah. So, according to the Attorney General Merrick Garland, the rights of all eligible citizens to vote are the central pillars of our democracy. They are the rights from which all other rights ultimately flow. And so, the complaint accuses Georgia, the Georgia law that they put in place, of effectively discriminating against Black voters, and seeks to show that state lawmakers intended to violate their rights. And so, you know, because Georgia showed up and showed out in this past election. And you know, the Republicans ain't like that. They don't like that.
Or they said, if it's a will, it's a way. They ain't going to try to get their way. Speaking of Republicans, Trump teases 2024 presidential run and says he'll be making an announcement about it in the not too distant future.
Nobody cares anymore.
He just trying to get attention, man.
Nobody cares anymore. Nobody cares.
No. Yeah, like Trump gone about that mess, man. You've been quiet.
Yeah, he doesn't. Nobody cares anymore.
No.
Thanos, we have snapped our fingers on you already. You have dissolved. They didn't wash you out.
Yep. We pretty much, we already saw what's on Loki on the first episode. Yeah, yo, we already been seen multiple amounts of these Infinity Stones, man. It has no effect on us anymore, bro.
No, it don't. We use them as paperweights. And man said we use them as paperweights. Said, everybody use them as paperweights.
Like it ain't done. Like move around, bro. Move around. So
yeah, and prayers out to the people in Miami with that
building collapse.
Yeah, that building collapse.
Yeah, they say at least 159 people are still missing. After the building collapsed in Surfside, Florida, at least four people are dead. The cause of the collapse is still unknown. They said it was I think they were reported they had like some cracks and stuff, some foundational cracks and stuff that was surfacing around the building. But yeah, they still trying to find people.
Yeah, I'm reading it now. Yeah, and that's what you said, Chris. Yeah, you're right. It says a lawsuit was filed in 2015 alleging that one of the building's outer walls was not being maintained properly. Court records seen by insider showed. And, you know, I have a lot of respect for people who, you know, these builders and architects and everything, because if just like this, if one small thing is just not up to par, that's it. And that all goes on you. What you like I'll help build that. But then if it's all, like, sad to say, hearts and prayers those people, man. But you got to be really precise when handling work like that, man.
Yeah, but somebody going to jail, somebody going to get sued because I'm reading here nearly 3 years before Thursday, deadly collapse in South Florida, residents, building, and engineers raises concerns about the Then you just said that about the cracks and spills, and they was talking about it in the parking garages, and nobody said anything about it, like they didn't do anything, you know. And I remember it was a story about a lot of people died because of carbon monoxide in the building, and a lot of residents was complaining, and it went on deaf ears. There was some people that went to jail for that. Because that's a crime, like slumlord crime. It's a violation for that. You can go to jail for that, bro.
Yeah, you can. That's some horrible stuff, man. Hearts and prayers, those people, lives lost, and people still searching for those lost people, man. All right, y'all. So I'm gonna try to do my best not to jinx us. Is this wood real? Let me just. I'm gonna knock on wood real quick. I hope I don't jinx. Because last time when I gave a shout out to the Astros, they lost. They won a losing streak. So, they own an 11-game losing streak. It's not my fault if they. Hey, if I just gotta say something, I'm just giving they kudos, they props, giving them their flowers. We on this 11-game winning streak. So shout out to the Astros, man. Keep going, y'all. So, and with that being said, football has been quiet.
It really has.
Very, very quiet. I don't. That's weird to me. You know, usually, maybe because I haven't been listening to sports talks radios in a while?
No, it's been quiet, bro. I listen to Undisputed and First Take every day, and they mentioned nothing about football. It was a buzz around Aaron Rodgers, but not anymore. That I guess he working it out with the Packers. That Deshaun Watson thing is just, that has faded. I guess they're going to work it out with the victims or the accusers, because it wasn't proven, or even if it's going to make it to court, who knows? But yeah, football's been very quiet, but.
Yeah, that's crazy too. You know, we're in Texas, and this is a football state. And, you know, we always hear about it, but like you said, with the Deshaun Watson case, and it's just been eerily quiet, which is crazy. Like, usually you hear people talking about all the Texans going to this and Texans that, but haven't been hearing that, even though the team is what it is.
Yeah, disarray last year. And the Texans, we all needed a break from Texas for football.
Yeah,
it's rough for you.
Just don't take your joy away.
So disheartening as a fan.
Tell you, it's rough over here. But in basketball news, before we talk about the playoffs, shout out to the Houston Rockets. All that tanking, or I don't. Well, yeah, I guess you can call it what you want, which one call it. But we have the number 2 pick. Which is dope. So I applaud on that. I'll do my little
thing.
Yeah. So I don't know who they're going to get with that pick, but I hope it's they make the right moves with it. And we can, I don't know how long it's going to take us to get back into the playoff picture, but if I'm not going to call what's going to happen now, because I want to see how the season play out and who we pick up. Right. So thank you. Thank you to the basketball gods for giving us that number 2 pick. The dream, Olajuwon, was the one who handpicked it himself. So maybe some of his essence and his grace can fall upon whoever that number 2 pick is.
Yeah,
we'd be all right. So
maybe we'll draft the next LeBron James. Who knows?
Wouldn't that be? Oh, man, that would be awesome. That would be awesome, man. So, but speaking of basketball, the playoffs.
Man, this one get.
Was that not?
Right. I said, that's what you get. I'm ahead of myself.
Where Brooklyn at?
At home.
With the rest of us watching the game.
Shout out to Killer Callion. He posted that video. I didn't even know that they lost until I saw that video. I'm like, oh, Brooklyn lost. Damn.
In the game 7. And where I think Kevin Durant scored like 48.
Kevin Durant went off. I'm not going to lie. Kevin Durant went off, but that's all you can do.
He did everything he was supposed to do, but Stephen A. Smith did have a point, and I looked at the same thing. He said all the factors that, you know, made – because they – all the factors that came trickled down in them to losing that series. And they said, you know – Kevin Nash not coaching like how he's supposed to be coaching, or, you know, this is first year, but you have D'Antoni. Well, I ain't going to say it. We know what D'Antoni is and what he does. So sorry, Nash. Then Kyrie talking about, you know, we don't need any coaching. Yes, you do, Kyrie. Talking about flat earth stuff. Karma. Then you got Blake Griffin, who finally turned into the Blake Griffin that we – all do know and love Duncan and everything. He ain't do that in Detroit. Mm-hmm. So, and that karma with James Harden, how he left Houston the way he did. His hamstring was giving him problems, so he couldn't perform the way how he wanted to perform. But we all know, everybody has that, say, James Harden don't perform in the playoffs. He does something. He has his moments where he do choke, or he has his moments. But, yeah, man, so – it happens, man. So I don't know if they're going to, you know, bring back that same team again next year, if they can.
I think they are. I think they're going to feel like everybody gets healthy. James Harden, I don't know when he came in, but in the middle of the season. So to see how it's going to be in the beginning of the season, I think they really going to push to bring that team back again. is Kyrie. This was Kyrie and Kevin Durant's first time actually fully playing together, right? This year, right?
Yeah. Yeah, because Durant was out.
So, you know, if they would have stayed healthy, the Nets would have been a problem. They would have been an issue.
They really would have.
They would have been a problem. But if was a fifth, we'd be all drunk.
Mm-hmm. Well, in the meantime, enjoy that tomato sauce.
Enjoy that.
If you know the reference, you know the reference.
Oh my God. We don't want to be, y'all.
But you know what's the crazy part is that Houston, we still not in the clear because Clint Capella plays for the Hawks and Chris Paul is still in.
It's
still
the Houston in. Effect. It's the Houston, Houston
effect, man.
Come to Houston, get a championship.
Yeah.
Yep. Are you playing a championship? Yeah.
Yeah. On all sides, too. You got PJ Tucker.
PJ Tucker. Forgot about him.
Clint Capella and Lou Williams. Because Lou Williams was rocking for a little bit.
Yeah.
I know. They over on the Hawks. You got Chris Paul, and Chris Paul is over there on the Suns. One of the Morris twins is over there on, and Pat Bev.
Yeah, man, I forgot. I just called out too. Damn, James, you making it even worse.
I am making. I'm sir. I like right when it happened. I noticed. I was like, ain't that something? So, we just it is what it is, man. I don't know what's gonna break this curse, man. I don't know.
I don't know. We shall see.
We shall see.
Always next year, huh?
Yeah, always.
That's what they always say. There's always.
We just have to get a shirt with that. It just say it's always next year, and put like our sports always. Team.
No, always. No, like always.
Always.
Like no.
Always. Yeah. I just hope that the Rockets and the Astro fan base don't be like, well, the Astros won their title and they're not getting it back. Whoever won, they're not getting it back. No, but you know, with the Rockets fan base, we don't be like Cleveland Cavaliers for years until LeBron came into the picture. The Cavaliers back then before LeBron.
No,
who played for that team? Like I don't know.
And that's crazy. People don't really come out and say it like, oh, I want to go be in the Cavaliers. Like, dude, who says that? You know, people say, I want to go to L.A. I want to go to New York. I want to go to Houston.
Bro, people don't want to play for Cleveland at all. Well, not too much the Browns, whatever Browns. I don't care about the Browns. But anyway, that's another story for another day. But the Browns, like, you know, no one – I don't want to play for the Browns or the Indians, but the Indians and the Browns been doing good in their own lane, so.
They are doing good now.
The Indians could have went to the World Series a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm. Times are changing, so. Yeah, man.
I just hope the Rockets don't be like that. Like, fuck, I don't want to go play for the Rockets.
I don't want to play for the Rockets, though.
No Rockets.
Oh, another thing too, man, before we move on from the basketball, shout out to Ice Trey Young, but young man, don't this whole little thing right here, I'm all about, you know, showboating. I'm all about not showboating and not counting your chickens before the eggs hatch. This boy did a shimmy and hit a three-pointer. And boy, did they pay the last night. They paid. They bucks whooped that ass. And so we'll see how it goes, man. It's tied 1-1 for the series right now. And the Clippers and Suns is 2-1 right now with the Suns winning in the lead. But and Chris Paul finally came back now from that little ordeal with the COVID restriction, which was funny to me. But yeah, so we're gonna see how this playoffs turns out, man. We'll see what happens.
Mm-hmm. It's gonna be a good one to watch for sure.
Yeah,
it is interesting though. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're about to get into this Critics Corner real quick. We're going to talk about Mary J. Blige, what she got going on. And also, DMX and his former wife, Widow, talk about her real quick. All that in the Critics Corner. Stay locked in. Ladies and gentlemen, so one of the queens of R&B, Mary J. Blige. So, you know, she has something, a documentary on Amazon that's out right now. And people are blowing it up on Twitter. And I haven't had a chance to check it out, man. I want to look into this.
Yeah, I believe she dropped it. It's about her My Life album that shows, you know, just, I guess, their process of getting that album done. So it's kind of going through that whole, that was like a legendary album for her. So
yeah,
it'd be good to see some of that and kind of hear, you know, because she's somebody that hasn't done a biopic yet that I'm surprised they haven't came to her about yet.
Yeah,
you know,
that is true. I just now realized that you're right about that.
But this might be laying the footwork for that, you know. So it always starts out with they got the documentary drop first. Mm-hmm. Talk about behind the scenes stuff. So I can see them making a movie out of this.
Oh man. So Mary J. Blige, it says the immensely talented star revisits her early years in her second album, My Life, which made her music royalty in the new documentary. It goes on to say, for the past 30 years, Mary J. Blige, aptly crowned the queen of hip-hop and R&B, and she is, has spilled her guts in her music, flooring audiences with her haunting tracks like Not Gonna Cry and No More Drum. And it goes on and says, however, as much as her fans have celebrated Blige's success, she also has been open about her hard times, which have included addiction, abuse, and her tumultuous divorce following a 15-year marriage. So she reflects on all that and more in the new Amazon Prime Video documentary, Mary J. Blige, Blige is My Life, told in 5 parts. And the article goes on to talk about those parts a little bit. And I need to look at this. I want to watch it, man. I need to watch this.
Yeah.
Speaking of movies, she's actually a very good actress. She's good at acting. I dig her as an actor. Yeah, mm-hmm. She's she done quite a few things. And I'm like, okay, Mary. So I dig Mary. She's good, man.
Yeah. So, I hope they, I don't know. I think it was somebody was just making I'm not sure how true it is. I don't know if it's true or not. Somebody could have just been putting something they want to happen out there, but they were trying to say they were going to try to do a versus with Toni Braxton versus Mary J. Blige. I was like, ooh.
That would be so good.
Because nobody wants to see Bow Wow and Soulja Boy. I'm sorry.
When is that? Tonight?
Tonight. Yeah.
Oh.
That's a real thing?
That's a real
thing. Yeah, it's real. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. They've been talking about this for about like almost 2 weeks now.
Bro, I thought they were just trying to, like they do on the one with, like you said right now, with Mary and Toni Braxton. I thought it was just a rumor and they just Photoshop these and they do. No, man.
In their own respect. Yeah. I mean, Bow Wow, of course. And Soulja Boy. So believe it or not, man, Soulja Boy,
he got accolades.
Yeah, he does. He really does.
He started the whole wave for how music is now with the whole internet.
Yeah.
Going viral. That was
exactly.
You're right. Yeah. You're right. I ain't trying to throw shades to man, but I was just like, wait a minute. But yeah. But it's like, it just doesn't really, yeah, I got to give him his accolades. I almost want to throw shade to the brother because he'll be coming at us and we just now starting off. We don't need no Soulja Boy at all coming in here going off for like good 20, 15 minutes with everybody else.
And Soulja Boy produced a lot of music too, bro.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, he does. We got to give the man his flowers too. We do.
Yeah, Soulja Boy. Yeah, he on one.
I'm still waiting for them. If y'all listening to his verses, I have the verses that y'all need to do. I need to do an Anthony Hamilton and Music Soul Child. Call me my check. Man, give me the royalty check. I just put it together.
What happened to the 8-Ball MJG and UGK verses?
You know what? I'm gonna have to put a few calls in about that. I don't know.
That'd be cool. Happened? I would like to see that.
That was supposed to happen too. That was happening a long time ago.
Mm-hmm. I would love to see that. So let me see.
Or they can do UGK or Outkast.
Yeah, they can. I don't know what happened with that. Like, I don't know. I don't know why they. I don't know, man.
I don't know. Moving on. The power of the lady.
So DMX, his wife, I'm reading this from the Source News, is pretty much stating that how she's been denied. And it says DMX fiance, Desiree Lindstrom. Sorry if I hope I pronounced that right. Is denied common law wife status after she petitioned to control late rapper's estate. Ooh, man, this is going to get messy. And why it always has to be like this when somebody famous, you know, pass away? You know, it's always something like somebody's fighting over something that the other can't get. I know Prince and his family's still going through with their mess. Michael Jackson, his family's still going through their mess.
Yeah. I don't even think it's just famous people.
It's somebody dies in general. Exactly. But it should go rightfully so to the kids and to the wife. If she's still on papers, there's nothing you could do about that.
Yeah. You're right about that, man. It says, despite being engaged since 2019, and sharing a 5-year-old son, Lindstrom's request was denied. If her request was approved, she would have immediately acquired control of the DMX estate, including future music earnings. So there it says there is no will from DMX, and that's a big problem. This is a difficult situation because there are a number of young people vying to be named administrators. His fiance Desiree tried to muscle in by asking the court to be named his common law wife, which means she would have taken precedence over his children, but the court refused. Aside from DMX's fiance, 3 of his sons, Xavier, Tacoma, and Sean Simmons, and 2 of his daughters, Sasha Simmons and Jada Owen, are hoping to acquire control of the estate. DMX's fiance and children will learn who controls the estate at the court on July 15th. So it's right around the corner. Mm.
Damn. So he's not officially married to his wife anymore.
This is his fiance.
Oh, this is his fiance, but his ex-wife, they divorced big time, Okay. Damn.
It was the fiance trying to get control.
So where would the state go to if it doesn't go to the fiance? The
children, I think, are the next ones that's trying to get the control of the state. So I think the kids would probably be the one they'll go to. They'll probably award it to the kids, I think. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because he has a lot of kids.
Like 15.
15.
Yeah, 15.
Huh? Yeah, 15.
Oh, it's up there, for sure.
Yeah, he didn't get down. Don't want to talk to them.
Yeah, definitely shout out the club. Yeah.
Oh, definitely.
Damn.
But, I hope everything, we just have to wait, like it says, the 15th is when it happens, and I'm pretty sure we'll hear a lot about it. It's tough stuff.
It's always best to get a will, get that situated, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because it's tough.
But in other news, in the Heights star, Anthony Ramos. Is it Romo? I'm going to say Ramos or Ramos, however you prefer. Not trying to hurt butcher man's name. Will be the lead in the next Transformers movie. And the Transformers movie is going to be about the Beast Wars.
Who? So, Ramos? Who?
Anthony Ramos. Have you seen, let me see, what's another role?
I know Anthony Mackie.
Yeah. Have you seen Hamilton?
Yeah.
Because I know Anthony Mackie. if you've seen Hamilton or what's that movie came out he's in? In the Heights. He was also in She's Gotta Have It, the remake. Once you see his face, you're like, oh, that guy. That's him. But yeah, he's in it. Have you seen, what's another movie that this other girl is in? Project Power with Jamie Foxx?
No.
Okay. Oh, Judas and the Black Messiah.
Yeah.
You seen Judas? Okay. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Well, not for him, though. But the other girl.
The other girl who
was in Judas and the Black Messiah, who was playing right. Adam, she's also going to be in this. In the new Transformers.
Okay, I heard about that. I didn't know she was on Project Power. She was the rapping, right? She was freestyling for Jamie Foxx.
She was the co-star. She was good in that.
Yeah.
She was the co-star. Yeah, they,
and things are really taking off for her and for him. So I love seeing that too.
Yeah.
That's dope.
He was a good actor. I seen that She Gotta Have It series. That was good. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was good in that too. And for me, if you have not seen Hamilton, it's pretty much Hamilton was a stage play doing some hip hop soul R&B into it. And they pretty much are talking about, you know, the signing of the Declaration of Independence, how that, the whole process, how that went down. Any actor, anybody that was in that, I applaud them for that. Because if you have not seen Hamilton, it is a constant, like, you can't do nothing but applaud them on their hard work. Even if you don't too much care about the story, they're rapping, they're singing, they're dancing, they're doing this choreography. It's a stage play performed in front of everybody. And the way how they rapid firely going, and you gotta dip off into the side, switch off on the costume, come back out, lights go up, boom, you performing. That's, to me, I applaud that. That was just.
Oh, you know what? That's on Disney Plus. I did.
It's on Disney Plus.
Okay.
Yeah. I think it was, I can't remember how long it was, but it was pretty long. But if you just, you'll get the gist of it. You just watch like a little snippet of it and you get the process, like how quick and fire they are with these lyrics and how to, you know, set this up. And if you know how, what all goes into stage work plays, all the work that goes into it, you can't do nothing but be impressed by it. So if I see somebody who was on Hamilton and they audition, I'm automatically saying, yeah, you win. Because all the work that goes into that play and all that, yeah,
gotcha.
Get that person, yeah, because it took a lot, and I'm just looking at it like, I don't want to know I could put all that off, man. So shout out to Anthony Romo. But as far as the Beast Wars, I'm looking forward to it. I'm gonna see what they do with it. Yeah, we saw all the other Transformers movies. Hell, we looking at Fast and Furious 9. These
Vin Diesel in his white shirt again.
Yep, white shirt Vin Diesel. I'm watching it tonight, though. I'm going to go watch it. You know? I give it a shot.
I probably jump through the mud, trench, jump over a whole apartment building, and his white shirt's still going to be white.
Yeah, that shirt gonna be still white. He done got shot up a bunch of times. This shirt's still white.
Come away with just one little scratch, like
just one scratch.
Let it.
Yeah.
That's how you
count. Yeah.
What's wrong with you?
Like this guy is awesome, man.
Yeah.
My goodness, man.
He always talks like he just had some lean. You know, one thing that I do know is family. And family. I mean, like, heat it up. I ain't got that much time.
Hey, man, you know what? It played good for him when he was playing Groot, because he only says one word, and he Groot, you know? But they was on me when we were shooting that scene, every scene, that, you know, we were shooting for O'Shea. Shout out to O'Shea and everybody and their whole cast. And but man, your cadence, man, you gotta You gotta speed it up. You gotta do something, you know. And I'm like, well, shit, it worked for Vin Diesel. I remember Vin Diesel tried to play a lawyer. It worked for him, shit, but because he just, goddamn. But I don't know. To each his own. I don't know. But
there are times when you know when. Okay, so when you're playing sports, and you're not the best athlete, you can't run fast. You can't. You know, catch the ball. You can't do this, but you can play defense, though. You can do that right. So just
Dennis Rodman. Dennis Rodman.
That's probably what happened. They probably said, okay, you can't do this very well, so we're going to stick to your strong suit. Don't go this way or that way. Just stick here.
Yeah.
This is what we need you to do, man. So
It works out fine for him. And Sylvester Stallone, and I found out that Sylvester Stallone is playing the voice of the shark on Suicide Squad.
What?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
I did not know that. And that Suicide Squad trailer was pretty cool. I'm hopefully it's better than the last one. I'm looking forward to it. Not trying to get off the other subject, but yeah, that since you brought it up. Yeah, Suicide Squad, man. Y'all gonna check that out when it comes out?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah. I mean, we toughed it out with all these other movies. Might as well.
That's why I'm going to go see Fast and Furious. I mean, same shout movie. Out to
At Fast this point, and you Furious. Made an investment eight movies in.
Exactly. Shout out to Fast and Furious and that whole franchise, and those actors are incredible. It's just beginning to be a little bit too much. And then I hear that they're going to put Jurassic Park in the mix too, possibly.
Vin Diesel's going to do a somersault off T Rex.
Come on, yeah.
And him and T Rex are going to team up and take out whatever new creation of dinosaur. Dino muscle versus dino muscle car.
I can hear Tyrese now. They got dinosaurs now.
They got raptors. Yes, Tyrese. Yes.
Oh my God.
Somebody want to get eaten. Shit. I'm tired of this shit. Ain't no coming
Apparently
back.
Don't keep you dead. You can get blown up and shot and come back.
Yeah, and that's another thing too. Man. I told my wife, I say, you want to go see, we're going to have a date night on Saturday. You say, you want to go to the movies? Oh, what movie is playing? Fast 9. I don't want to go see that.
You know what's a good movie I seen? What's the one with Jason Statham that came out?
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
Man's Wrath. Wrath of Men.
Yeah. Wrath of Men.
That's like a good old school, just action film.
Yeah,
Jason,
that is on my
Jason list. Can hold his own. You tend to forget all of those Transporter movies. Transporter was out before John Wick. So, Jason Statham did that, bro.
Yeah, man. And also, shout out to, since you bring it up, John Wick, that cast for the John Wick cast, and I don't know if y'all ever saw Knives Out, both of those two franchises, those casts are just sick. And I'm looking forward to both of them because the people they adding to both of them, ridiculous. Mm-hmm. Ridiculous. But so John Wick 4, waiting on that one, and Knives Out. That's going to be sick, man. So,
yeah. Nice. I tell you one movie that I'm not really too much fond of anymore. Candyman. Did y'all see that trailer?
I saw it, man. I want to see how it turns out.
Yeah, I know. I still have to watch the original.
Man, the original, the way it just starts off with that, the organs, bro, it just sets the tone. And so I'm going to try my best not to compare the first one to this remake or this new installment. But it's going to be hard to not do. Because that one just set with you. The way how it starts off, bro.
It's not a remake. They picking up after the first one. So I guess the second one and the third one is just don't worry about that. Basically, they saying don't worry about them two, especially that third one. Don't worry about them two. Focus on more of the first one. You know, because it's a lot of teasers, Easter eggs and stuff on YouTube, you know, that people been talking about that they confirmed with this last trailer. But besides all of that, I know it was COVID. And shout out to everybody in Monkey Paw and Jordan Peele. COVID really messed up the hype of that movie. Because I go back and I look at the video, when they dropped the first one, it just caused a wave on social media. And it picked up a million views easily. Mm-hmm. The very first trailer before the pandemic. Now this one is like barely under, I mean, it's not barely, but it's like 500,000 views in 3 days now. You know, you can tell the numbers is a difference. Right. You know, that's why they drop teasers and trailers, and they drop teasers one, teaser two, then trailer one, trailer two, then trailer three, because they get people going. Like, it sends a shot, like, this is coming, this is coming, this is coming. And then it shows you with the views on how many people are actually going to go see it. Yeah. Like, I picked that up from Endgame. All these years with movies, I understood it with Endgame. Like, when they dropped that trailer for Endgame, it hit 20 million by the afternoon. They dropped that morning, it hit 20 million by the afternoon, bro. I woke up and saw that on my way going to work. 20 million.
Yeah, man, it was a wrap when Endgame came.
It was a wrap. They broke a record.
Yeah, they did. Shh. That when that Spider-Man trailer dropped, shh.
Oh yeah,
I'm talking about that's gonna break the internet, bro.
But, yeah,
man.
But I don't know. Like I said, I think COVID really ruined it. In a way,
COVID, it ruined everything for everybody. Man.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got a special guest in the building today. Today's spotlight is singer, songwriter, Courtney Bonds. Stay locked in. Just an ACT UP show. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are here at the Just ACTing UP show. We got a special guest in the building. We got this queen here. So thank you. It's Courtney Bonds. Thank you for joining us. We got to clap it in for her. Got to clap it in.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. Hello, everybody.
We're going to have a better clap than that in the video.
Okay.
We got a way better clap.
So we are recording early in the morning. So Courtney, thank you again for getting up and getting the crust out your eye and everything, getting yourself ready for the interview. So thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you guys. I appreciate you getting up too.
Hey, we are young adults and we got responsibilities. So we already know how it is.
Mm-hmm. You know?
So Courtney, you know, I met you. Well, I knew of you in middle school, and then over. At Lake Olympia, correct?
Yes, Lake Olympia is like what I like to say.
Lake Olympia.
Lake Olympia. I never heard of that one.
Right? Like, man, oh my gosh. I like that one. I'm going to steal that one from we was in middle school, and over the years, I like, I was like, oh yeah, Courtney. I'm like, and then I start saying that she sing. I'm like, she sing. And then when I listen to you, I'm like, no, this isn't sing. This is sang. Like, that you have your other artists where you say, no, she can sing, but no, there's others you say that person can sing.
Yeah.
So you know, Courtney, tell us about yourself, about your music and everything. Courtney, give us a rundown real quick for yourself.
Well, first, thank you. I appreciate that. I always like to hear, you know, what people are thinking about my artistry out loud. So yeah, you know, I've been singing and songwriting for years now. I first realized I could sing maybe when I was about four-ish is when I realized I had a gift. And I was probably about 7 or 8 when I said, I'm gonna actually do this for real. Like, this is going to be my thing. So from there, I sang around Houston with my mom and dad. So my mom and dad, both singers, sang in as some of the lead singers in church, in major churches around Houston. So I got the gift from them and from my grandparents. And they really pushed me to go for it, you know, because they thought, you know, I sounded well as well. So I actually just started to release my own music recently. You know, all of these years I've been singing, but I haven't actually released any original content until recently, starting last year, which was major for me. But I've been songwriting itself probably since I was like seven or eight. So yeah, it's been quite the journey. So I'm just excited. I mean, even, you know, when I do interviews and things like this, everything is just, it's exciting. The journey is exciting. So yeah, that's where I am now.
So when you're writing songs, like where do you draw your inspiration from? Does it just come to you naturally? Do you just pick it off of real life experiences?
It kind of just comes to me naturally, yes. And a lot of it has to do with real life experiences. I mean, you have to draw from that so that it's authentic when it comes out, because people can hear when there's no authenticity behind your music or behind, you know, even just the melodies, you know. So that's what I draw from, is real life experiences and just the different melodies that I've heard from different genres. So I was exposed to a lot in my household, obviously gospel, because I was raised in a Baptist church, but also we played rock music, we played jazz, we played blues, we played soft rock. I was a huge fan of soft rock for a long time. So, you know, it's just taking a little bit from all of those genres is what I try to do and mix into my music.
Who are some of your music influences?
Yeah. Big influences, I would say it runs the gambit. Mm. I would have to say Mary J. Blige, Voice to Man, Dolly Parton, Whitney Houston, Beyonce, obviously Destiny's Child. We're from Houston. How could you not love them? you know, how could you not like love them? Speaking of that, just real quick as a side note, one time I saw Kelly Rowland in person. That was the first time I'd seen her in person. And she was walking into this place and it literally looked like the world stopped and there was a halo and everything was glowing around her. It was glorious.
Love it.
Man. That's just a side note there. But anyways, additional inspiration, Smokey Robinson. You know, all of these older voices, Diana Ross. I mean, I just love them. I just love them all.
Okay. I like that list. That's a nice list right there.
Yeah, that's a nice list.
Well, do you have anyone particularly you would like to work with? Or is it just all of them that you just named?
All of them that I just named, I would love to shadow Beyonce. And not only because of her artistry, I would love to see what her work ethic is. You know, how does she get it done? And obviously it will be different from where I am now. You know, she has like a team of people helping her. But even then, just to see who's helping with what and how is she putting together and, you know, compartmentalizing her time would be something that I would love to see. I would love to shadow her because of that.
So I know a couple of days ago, you know, Trick Daddy said something about Beyonce. You heard about that?
I did.
Yeah. Now, you know, you can't come for the beehive like that, man. You know, you can't. You know, it's going to be some consequences and repercussions. Go towards the beehive like that. You know, I know he spoke his mind, but still, you know, that's your girl right there. That's your girl. So.
That's your girl.
Yeah, man. That I like that though. You were saying that you like to learn her work, and that's what I love the most about it. Most people say, "Hey, how can I get in?" No, it's how can I learn from you and take what you have put into your work, and you know, continue to exceed and go and transcend and all that. So I love that that you said that right there. I love that.
Yeah.
Love that. Yeah. So let me see. So what was that one song for you that just made you, because, you know, you love, hey, that music is your thing. What was that one song for you that really just captured you? And you was like, this is really what made me like fall in love with music. What's that one song that you can think off
it
the top?
It was, for sure and without a doubt, I Will Always Love You, Whitney Houston's version. It was. And it was because that was the first time that I realized I could sing and I could sing well, because I could sing along with the track. I mean, it's still a tough song to sing. Do not get me wrong, it's still tough. But me being a child and saying, I kind of sound almost as good as that lady. You know?
She was so you know, it's like
a, it was a light bulb moment, you know, as a child to say, I think that she sounds really good. And I think that I sound pretty good too, singing along with her. So yeah, that was a light bulb. I mean, I'd always loved Whitney before that, but that was a moment for sure.
That was it.
Yeah.
What would you say is your favorite song to perform on stage?
My favorite song to perform?
Yeah.
Ooh.
It's not your own.
I would probably say Hero by Mariah Carey.
Okay.
It would be my favorite. And it's only because it shows a big range. Mm-hmm. And it also, you know, when performers, when we get on stage, you know, you want to feel the energy from people coming back at you. And whenever I start that song, I feel like there's a lot of energy that comes from that. People want to, you know, it's especially in this day and age, it's rare for people to get into ballads and love ballads and want to hear the notes and want to hear everything and want to hear the emotions. And I think it's easy to relay those things with that song. So yeah, it's Hero.
Yeah.
That's what's
up. That's good. Yeah.
I like that. That's what's up.
Not a good answer.
I'm dead. Yeah. She follows some singers. And speaking about love ballad, my favorite song is LTD Love Ballad. I was jamming it last night.
LTD Love Ballad.
Yeah.
I'm not familiar.
Loving you gives me something new that I never felt. I'm not battling you. I'm just telling you the song. I'm just singing. I don't want no smoke.
I heard the melody. I could follow. The tempo was there. That was good.
All right. She giving you coaching tips on how to perfect your voice, man.
I don't want no smoke. I'm just telling you the song.
Oh my gosh.
Well, anything you could jam to in the R&B realm is fine with me, because, you know, I was telling someone the other day, I said, at one point they really tried to dismiss R&B the same way that they dismissed disco.
Right.
At one point people were doing that, and they were saying R&B is dead and this, it's all of this. I would say around maybe late 90s, early 2000s is when it kind of took a little bit of a dip. You know, we had the R&B, but it wasn't as big and as popular, like kind of around that time. And now you've seen this plethora of artists just kicking up and making it overly mainstream again. You know, that's like her.
That was going to be my next question. Sorry to cut you off. Was
no problem.
Going to where did you see R&B now? Like,
yeah.
How do you feel about R&B now?
Yeah, I think R&B is the love in the puzzle, is the missing puzzle piece that we were missing within Black love. That's what I'm trying to say. Because, you know, I respect all genres of music. I respect all genres because everybody works hard at their craft to make it great. But I felt like when we or anyone started to take away R&B, we were missing that that very much needed compassion that we needed within the Black communities to be reinforced. And as much as people say, you know, they don't want to take responsibility for their music and all of this stuff, music influences us all and influences us in everyday life, in our decisions and everything. So we needed R&B, and we need it right now.
Yeah,
I definitely agree. And well, I know the industry's just changed so much over the last few years. As yourself as an artist, like what are some of the roadblocks or struggles that you've had to deal with, like just going through the industry and just being an artist?
I think it would have to be, first of all, just that everything changes extremely quickly. You know, I feel like if you're not talking to a lot of people all the time and watching a lot of videos and listening to podcasts, you're missing something about the changing industry. And I think another challenge may be that I'm not hypersexualized myself. So I think that is a challenge for me to get over. You know, it's one thing to be sexy, it's another thing to be hypersexual. And because I'm not a hypersexual artist, I think it becomes a little bit more of a struggle, you know, for women in the industry if we're not doing those things. So that's, I think those are two major things to get over. And by the way, just to be very clear, I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with artists who choose to do that. Mm-hmm. You know, if they want to do that, it's their choice. But I do think it's a hurdle to get over for me personally.
Okay. And just, I have one last question for you. Because we paved the way by paving it forward. There's a young kid out there that's realizing that they can sing and they want to get into the industry. What is a piece of advice that you would pass on to that young person?
First, I would say go to my YouTube, because I do talk about that stuff. Love Courtney Bonds. But I would say the first thing that they have to do is realize that they have to, even if they're very young, they have to first realize that they have to treat themselves as a business. That's the first thing. Once they get that base concept down, there has to be a realism in the amount of time and work that goes into quote unquote making it in this industry. A lot of research. So listen to podcasts, go to free presentations. All those free presentations where those people are sending you all those things and saying, sign up now. Well, just take the free presentation, because somewhere within that you may get a lot of information, even if you don't sign up for whatever those courses are. If you're a lot of young kids watch YouTube all the time, go on YouTube. If you're on TikTok, follow all of these people who give music advice, not just the people who are musicians. Follow the ones who give music industry advice. And that's where you start. It starts with the research, because right now that kid could be saying, I don't know where to start. Well, you don't know where to start because you don't have the knowledge. So you have to get the knowledge first, and then the way becomes clearer for what you need to do next.
I agree. Yeah. Got to be a student of the craft.
Yeah, exactly.
Very well said. Very well said. Courtney, you just had a, you just did a tribute to Prince a couple weeks ago. Which was awesome and amazing. I didn't get a chance to watch all of it, but I watched a good amount of it because I was on set myself with acting and everything. And like when she, and we want to ask you another one more debatable question after this.
Go ahead, James.
Yeah. I think Mike
might know what I'm going to ask. Go ahead. I'm getting ready. Go ahead.
So she, you know, Courtney just, you know, they did a tribute to Prince, you know, and it was awesome. Everything, it was beautiful, amazing. The band was dope. And Courtney was, I'll tell you, you know, filmed it too. I was like, all right. So how has Prince influenced, one of the influences to you, and what is that one song for Prince that you just that snapped for you, you was like, oh yeah, this guy here is just
I can't believe I didn't name him in one of my influences. We did a tribute to Prince, and we did his songs from his Crystal Ball album, which I was not familiar with until, you know, I was given this opportunity to do this show for him. And this Crystal Ball album is one of the dopest albums because, you know, a lot of us are familiar with his major works of art, but man, this guy, my level of respect for Prince was already up here, okay? Mm-hmm. After learning his music, I mean, it was super because just the sheer amount of lyrical genius that this guy has. Now, you know, Prince, a little more sexual than I thought he was gonna be once I actually read the lyrics, okay? I was like, all right now. No, but okay, but yeah, but we did this show in the band. And the band was amazing. We put together this show in about 3.5 weeks and we did 13 songs, Prince songs, which was not easy to learn those lyrics. And I mean, we had bass guitar, lead guitar, drums, keys, trombone, trumpet, sax, and we had alt keys. Like it was a lot of us. So all of those people, I want to thank them again, even here for all of the extreme hard work that they put together. But that entire experience was something that I needed, something to, when you are learning how to collaborate with people, especially if it's not your music, just learning those things by ear, it was phenomenal that we were able to do that. Oh no, let me not forget my backup singer, Lex, he was there. He learned the music in a week. Ooh. In a week.
Come on, y'all.
So, I mean, it was just phenomenal.
I know that was a fun and crazy cool experience for you. I know that you like, I know you know, every artist and every performer has that the butterflies and goosebumps and everything for their perform. And I know that was probably, I don't know if you was a nervous wreck before you perform or how it was all going to come out, but everything was just, it was beautiful. And hats off to you and everyone that was involved with that. And
thank you.
Y'all did y'all
thing. Thank you.
Y'all did y'all
thing. Yeah.
So I'll let Mike ask you the
I mean, question. I mean, she said it in a nutshell. Prince was that guy.
Prince was that guy, yeah. And oh, by the way, you can watch the show. I have a link in my bio on Instagram, Love Courtney Bonds, at Love Courtney Bonds. There's a link there and you can see the entire show. But man, Prince was that guy. The reason why Prince was that guy was because all artists cannot, first of all, play multiple instruments.
Let me just sit back on that real quick.
Look,
he
played multiple instruments. And the thing is, it's one thing to play multiple instruments. It's another to play them well. Mm. That's what he did.
Where did y'all hear that from? Where did y'all hear that from?
Yeah, so I agree with you,
Clinton. He was a beast.
Now, the debate, though.
Well, yeah. What's the debate?
Because
what's the debate?
I agree. Prince is a great artist. He plays all instruments. He's great. He's a great musician. The debate, though, the question was who had the better Super Bowl performance, Michael Jackson or Prince?
Oh,
for me, you
cannot, man. No, pass. both of those distinguished gentlemen. I mean, you can't.
Yeah.
You can't.
Yeah.
You can't. I love Michael Jackson. I love Prince too.
It's
a draw.
But although God did make it rain for Prince.
Now.
I'm just going to say that. Now, I'm just going to leave it out there. I'm just going to leave all that out there. When he sound purple rain, God stopped what he was doing in the whole world of the universe to listen to purple rain.
That was very cool. When you said that, the whole video popped up in my head.
See?
Ray coming, purple lights and stuff.
That's it.
Michael was on the billboard and he magically appeared on stage.
All that don't
Michael
mean
was nothing. On the billboard.
Michael was on the billboard.
Okay.
He was. But man. Hey,
we just been we all just been blessed with some musically talented, gifted people. And that's what I love that you said about how, you know, with the R&B and people saying that it's it, like, no, we have some really good, talented people. And we have been blessed with some legends from the past and still are being blessed. So,
yes,
we are.
Very much so.
And we are. Before we let you go, Ms. Courtney, we want you to, if you have any, tell us where we can follow you, where people can see your music, where they can see you perform.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can follow me on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook under Love Courtney Bonds. That's LOVE Courtney Bonds, BONDS. And I have, I'm on Twitter too, under Love Court Bonds. So I have two songs out right now. One is called Yours, in which I have a music video where you can go on YouTube and watch it. It is a phenomenal video. I will toot my own horn and say that. So I would love for you to check it out. It is a love song. It is unique. So please go check that out on YouTube. And you can find my songs on all platforms, Apple, Tidal, Spotify. And I have a second song out that is a little more kind of the day. It's called Like That Type of Way. And I have a lyrical video out so you can sing along to that if you want to on YouTube. So yeah, you guys can find me. I'm always trying to interact with people, so I don't ignore my messages. I actually read them and respond to people. So yeah, please feel free to reach out.
Nice. Thank you so much, Courtney. Thank you so much. Many blessings to you and everything that you do. And before you go, I like what you said earlier about how you don't, there are some artists that out there that, you know, that does the more, you know, risky type of things. But I think the ones that stay with you the most is the ones that don't have to go that route. That's just me personally, because you're really hearing their vocals and their range and their thing. And so what you're doing is beautiful. It's awesome and amazing. Stay true to yourself. And once again, many blessings to you and everything that you do.
No, thank you guys. I appreciate the opportunity. So thank you. Thank you to all the listeners too who are listening. Appreciate it.
Before we let you go, Ms. Courtney, I want you to go ahead and introduce your music video. We're going to play it right now for our fans to listen.
This is my music video, Yours, to my single, Yours. Please take a listen. You're going to love it, I promise.
What is a good girl to do? What is a good girl to do with a man like you? Kicking them boys I don't need to the side. Wearing the new me around you with pride. So comfortable in my skin, I just might catch a vibe. Kicking them boys I don't need to the side. Wearing the new me around you with pride. Running, 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 running.
Running, running, running.
Running away from him. Running away from him.
a good girl to do? What is a good girl to do with a man like you? What is a good girl to do? What is a good girl to do with a man like you?
Just Acting Up show probably brings you who's been acting like an ass. I can hold that for a very long time. Who's been acting an ass? Who's been an idiot? Who's been stupid? Who made history today? We got a plethora, not plethora, plethora, plethora of people that have been acting, doing the most, man. So who want to go first, man?
Let me go ahead and go first today. First story I got here is coming out of Robinson County in North Carolina. Now, you know, people go to rehab to get help with their addiction. Mm-hmm. And they try to get help with things that they struggle with. And apparently, deputies with the newly developed Robinson County Sheriff's Office Drug Division, after complaints of a suspicious man hanging out around the drug rehab center, this is absolutely despicable, is what the sheriff said. This guy was trying to sell cocaine, marijuana, and drug paraphernalia right outside the rehab center.
Oh, hell no!
Yeah.
Wait, whoa. Trying to sell...
All right, what?
You can't...
outside of the rehab, trying to sell drugs. When the complaint first came into the drug task force, they was hoping it was a sick joke, but they did investigative work and it led to the arrest of the young man. His last name is, it says Graham, where he was arrested for selling drugs outside of the rehab center.
Okay, I'm gonna go on a limb. This happened in Brooklyn.
No, Robinson County, North Carolina.
Okay, next time don't tell us. I want to guess. Next time we find out, I don't want to guess. I thought it was Brooklyn. I wanted to say Florida, but Florida gets so much flack. We got to leave Florida alone. Well, Florida be having some crazy people. That's some Florida kind of stuff.
Yeah, the guy is he's facing several charges now, including possession with intent to sell and or deliver cocaine, and maintaining a vehicle for a controlled substance, and being held at the Robinson County Detention Center for $250,000 bond.
What the hell?
Yeah, that got he's a special place in hell for him. Gasoline.
Every piece of what you about to get for what you did.
He put some thought into it.
Now, you know, he put some thought into something. I have to come after this one company, IKEA. I don't know if you heard, but they're apologizing to their employees after they protested over their Juneteenth menu, which included fried chicken and watermelon.
You gotta get the church sermon on and whatever.
Yeah, in an effort to honor Juneteenth for their employees, it just took a downward spiral for one Georgia IKEA store. One of the franchise locations is on the fire for creating a special Juneteenth menu for the staff that incorporated fried chicken and watermelon.
Oh, hell no.
You know, it just became a federal holiday. These companies trying to get in on it. And yeah, for them to live, yep, on service awesome. $1 million. Yeah.
Dude, you can't just straight up.
Now, they had a full menu. Actually, it was fried chicken, watermelon, mac and cheese, potato salad, collard greens, candied yams.
You name it.
You name it. Anything that they can think of.
You name it, man.
Yeah.
That right there, man. At first, when I first heard that, I was like, man, ain't nobody, man. And then when I listened to it, I was like, okay, you know what? They wouldn't have this menu.
I'd be like, where's my plate?
Right? I'm like, well, you know what?
Well, since y'all want to go down this route, where's my plate?
I want to rate it. Is it better than my mama's fried chicken? Is it better? What type of watermelon is it?
Potato salad.
Like, yeah, exactly. Like Dave Chappelle said, I am appalled. did they know I liked the fried chicken?
Is this mac and cheese up to par? Is this the greatest mac and cheese ever? Because I want to see how good is it. If this is what you have, because I'm rate it. Like, what type?
They could have kept the watermelon, because come on, not every. I don't like watermelon like that.
I don't really too much care for it.
I don't care for it. Like shrimps and crawfish. I don't like shrimps or crawfish.
No, really, you don't care for shrimp. Crawfish, no. I can understand. Shrimp, no. Okay, go.
No.
Yeah.
I don't eat those sea creatures.
You really shouldn't be eating those sea creatures in all honesty as well. But I mean, hey.
Especially shrimp, but they're so good. Yeah. The bottom feeders that they are, they're so good.
Not supposed to be eating crab either, and all the shellfish, all that. Not supposed to be eating lobster, but you know, hey man, sometimes it's good. It just tastes good.
That's what it is.
Oh yeah. Man.
Shout out to Trick Daddy. We got one, that one too.
Yeah, shout out to Trick.
Yes, yeah, shout out to Trick Daddy. That right there, man. That the man smoke is mine. And you know, that's how he felt, but it's what he said after that made me laugh out loud. You can't just come out and say, I ain't afraid of no beehive. I grew up with roaches. You can't just come out with your chest out and say something like that, man. And they've been roasting you ever since. Like, I'm not trying to be mean, but they said that this dude looked like
the music next man.
They've been roasting this dude for real, man. What is his rating now on Google for his restaurant? Is it 2.9?
2.5.
2.5.
But you know what? That's all gonna work in Trick Daddy's favor.
True. It can. Yes, it can.
Yep. So
he's made me laugh though.
He's an old dude, man. He probably barely know what Twitter and all that is. He just, he don't care. He's one of them. He has that level of I don't care that.
He has to look in his face like I don't care.
No, you don't, baby. I'm a thug. That's his lyrics right there. So hey, man, that is his lyrics. All right, y'all. We are about to get into the balancing act on the Just Acting Up show. Y'all stay locked in. This is the Balancing Act on the Just Acting Up show. Like us, follow us, like us on all social media platforms. Plug. That's your plug. All right, I ain't gonna sing. I ain't got time. So we got to give this young lady her flowers. On the Balancing Act, this is a time where we usually focus on mental health and we share our thoughts on it. We also find articles, positive articles, so that way you are not a victim of your mental health and whatever try to keep you from getting to your goals. And there are times we give out flowers, we give out roses, we acknowledge people. And this person we're going to acknowledge right now is Shakari Richardson. She is the 21-year-old. Y'all know who Shakari Richardson is. She had that orange hat. She be getting it, bro. Fact. So yes indeed. Facts. Facts on facts on facts. So she just, let me see, reading this article, it says, in just 10.64 seconds, Shakari Richardson became a household name, which I already thought she was a household name. The 21-year-old is a sprinter, stunned the world this weekend after winning her 100-meter heat and securing a coveted spot as part of the U.S. women's team for the next month's Tokyo Olympics. So despite how hefty and I look right now, I did run track and I know all the things they go into with running. Yeah, I'm having a young old man moment. Back in my day, back in my day when I was running that thing. Yeah. But no, nah, man, it's a lot of preparation and hard work that goes into preparing for these things. And that's when you, especially for that, you're running, training your body, eating right, dieting, lifting weights and everything that goes into that. So that's 10.64 seconds. Did she beat Usain Bolt's record? I don't know if she did or did not, but if she did, congrats. If she did not or got close, hey, congrats, because I couldn't beat that. I'm going to tell you right now, when I was in the 100 meter, I was nowhere near that.
Not even close.
No. I think I almost want to think about I was somewhere in 11 something, but, and that was just one good time. All the other times, you say, yeah, you James, you fast, but you ain't that fast. Go sit your ass down. So shout out to her. Shout out to the women's team for the next month of Olympics. And keep doing your thing. I love that video everybody been posting of her and her grandmother.
Yeah. That's her mother, I think. Or her grandmother. That's her grandma? Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I know she's from Dallas. She's from Dallas, yeah. Texas.
Represent.
The best athlete from Texas. You know that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, indeed. So shout out to her. That was a beautiful video as well, too. That was very, very touching, very beautiful. I love that. So yeah, man. So flowers and roses to that queen right there. Keep doing what you do, queen. We salute you, we applaud you, and we thank you. Setting an example. So.
Yeah, I think she paying homage to FloJo, too, with the long nails.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Hey, yeah, they calling her the next FloJo.
Okay. I'll be one watching the Olympics. I'm definitely gonna keep up with the track and field.
They about to really get some ratings now for this right here. Just because of her.
Yeah.
So yeah, man. And you know, I'm gonna stop saying like the person will be like the next Michael Jordan or the next LeBron James.
Yeah, they need to stop saying that because they need to be on their own, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like you can say, I mean, there are ways to go about saying, you can say like this person kind of they probably drew inspiration, saying maybe that person drew inspiration from Michael Jordan, inspiration from LeBron or Will, but they themselves are they own person. Everybody's different. So we have to stop saying, try to do our best to stop saying that. So, yeah. Clapping in. Another great show, another great guest. Shout out to Courtney Bonds again for the guest spot and our spotlight. So thank you for everything that y'all do. The subscribers from commenting and liking our posts on IG and Facebook. Thank you for everything. We got this good thing going. We're going to get some skits going soon and in time. Bear with us.
Yeah.
And we're gonna keep a good thing going, man. So shout out, appreciate y'all. Many blessings to y'all. Catch us and like us, follow us on all social media platforms. We on YouTube, of course. That's where you're watching it. You know, it won't take much to click that little like button. That'll probably be somewhere right here or somewhere right there. One of these sides right here. But you know, like us, follow us, click that bell button to hit that notification when we upload videos, and then you can sit back and enjoy.
And remember, also, sharing is caring.
Yeah. Share.
Yes.
Share about us.
Yeah.
Share. Share us. Share us. Share. It's free. This is free.
A good show. Share with everybody. Don't keep it to yourself.
It's free. Yeah. It's free. Just like on Dead Presidents with Chris Tucker and Lance Tate was giving out those packages in the hood. He's like, man, you ain't got to steal. It's free.
But don't do it, man. Yeah, man. So follow us on Facebook, on Twitter, on IG, Instagram. Follow us on Facebook. And we're also on Pandora. We're also on Spotify. And I think that's it right there. So we gotta get out of here. I gotta go to a play. I am in this play. So shout out to Chris and Mike to come out there and support your boy. And thank you, thank you. Also, the O'Shea series. Shout out to Eric Hunter and his team as well. We're going to post a video of a little snippet of what Mike did. Man, y'all gotta give Mike his roses and
well, applause. He was acting, acting. He was acting. Acting.
Thank you, thank you.
Got to, man. Got to. I ain't gonna spoil it for y'all, but I want y'all to watch it and enjoy it, man. So yeah, man. So with all that being said, gentlemen, y'all got anything?
That's it, man.
That's it.
Yeah. Yeah.